The warm temperatures last weekend and earlier this week certainly put a good deal of stress on many plants. Hanging baskets, planters, garden vegetables, and newly planted trees and shrubs have all suffered some degree of heat stress in our warmer weather and will need a little extra care. When watering and feeding, always try to water in the morning when the temperature is on the rise so your plants can take full advantage of the moisture as opposed to the evening when much of the water will be transpired away. Evening watering can also encourage mildew and other fungal diseases. It's also important to water the soil and avoid, as much as possible, wetting the foliage, especially the leaves of plants that are more susceptible to diseases. Try to use a quality hose end nozzle that distributes water more evenly for thorough soil penetration. Spray nozzles are not the best for plants as they tend to get water on the leaves but little into the soil where it is needed. Never use full water pressure. Use only about half or three quarters of full pressure so the water goes into the soil, not bouncing off. The idea is to get water into your plant's root zones and to encourage the roots to go deeper to get their own water. When you water, be thorough so the water goes deep, and you will need to water less. Also, keep in mind that too much water can be far worse than not enough. For newly planted trees and shrubs, it will take anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks for new roots to form and source water, so you need to check them daily when temperatures are warm to ensure that they are getting enough water to keep the foliage from burning in the sun. When we water frequently, we leach a good deal of nutrients out of the soil. So, we need to replace the lost nutrients with a feeding that will keep the plants well fed and vigorous. Soluble fertilizers, like 20-20-20 or 1-5-3-0-1-5, are ideal for fast nutrient replacement. Slow-release fertilizer, like 1-4-1-4-1-4, applied to all your containers will continually feed over 4 months. When applying any fertilizer, it's always good to water first, before feeding, to ensure there is no burning from any fertilizer. During periods of heat, proper watering and feeding will keep all your plants healthy and growing. It's just a matter of a little extra care during periods of warm, stressful weather. As far as lawns are concerned, within local water restrictions, try to get at least 1 inch of water per week on your lawn to maintain its viability and green color. From a fire-smart perspective, brown lawns are potentially flammable, while green lawns make a nice buffer around our homes as well as help cool our yards.